So with that, I want to welcome up to the stage a doctor who herself has been in Gaza rendering that aid, volunteering her time. Please make welcome Dr. Syra to the stage.
My name is Syra. I'm a medical doctor and I've volunteered in Gaza twice, once back in November 2024. July this year. People ask me if I will return to Gaza again. Part of me has never left. Just this morning, I was helping the daughter of a colleague, Nada her name is, refine her English sentences via WhatsApp chat. She was a couple of months into studying her English degree when her university was bombed by Israel. After her, I gave a mini tutorial on the management of traumatic brain injury to a nurse. His name is Abdul Rahman, helping him prepare for exams that may never happen. In the aftermath of one of the many mass casualty incidents that occurred, I can't recall whether it was the result of an F-35 jet bombing or a mass shooting at one of the GHF aid distribution sites. I was standing with my Palestinian colleague, Mohammed, amongst the pools of blood on the floor, the flies, listening to the screaming of people waking up from anaesthetic without pain relief, reflecting on the horrific injuries that had maimed and shredded children that day. Hey. I stood there and I said to my friend, who was finishing his 24-hour shift on one small meal of rice, do you think a two-state solution will help end the suffering in Palestine and ensure peace across all communities? He said to me, Dr. Syra, we are tired, our children are starving. Our friend Ahmed, the nurse, was followed home by a quadcopter and killed along with his three children yesterday as he entered his tent. We don't understand why we're being hunted and murdered like this. Balash kalmat. This is Arabic for words are cheap or words are meaningless. It couldn't be a more fitting expression because healthcare workers' testimonies change nothing. The words of the UN, the ICC, the ICJ change nothing. International arrest warrants change nothing, and the genocide rages. We need the collective power of the people, like our brothers and sisters on the Samud flotilla, to sacrifice more of our privilege, more of our comfort, more of our time and energy for the people of Palestine, so that they can claim back the safety, dignity, liberty, and land that is rightfully theirs.